In Dawaloan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. 11 Northern BC First Nation communities, their leaders of both elected and hereditary chiefs, announced at the First Nations Energy Summit of the historic joint collaboration between the nations and hereditary in forming Gould Power. Wesley Sam, the board chair of Gould Power, spoke with CFNR about the meaning behind the name, what this collaboration hopes to achieve, all involved, and what is first on the agenda. If I can just get your name and title, please.
Wesley Sam, chief of Silcasco, Burns Lake Band.
This is regarding, you're going to have to help me pronounce this.
It's cool, as in cool. So cool is a Tsimshian word meaning coming together as one. Most people will just say cool, K-U-U-L.
So what do we mean by that? Like, what exactly is coming together?
Basically, there's nations from Prince George to Terrace to Kitimat to Prince Rupert to New Iansh. 11 of us so far, and 11 more we're hoping to sign on, have come together to answer the BC Hydro proposed twinning of the power line so we could bring more power to Terrace North, Northwest. Basically bring more power that is needed for future needs. And the whole idea of it is to work together as one, negotiate as one, and collaborate as one with the elected chiefs and hereditary chiefs moving forward.
You're specifically talking about Indigenous communities that have come together, correct?
Correct.
And then what's the importance? Why have you decided to do this?
We've seen major projects and the difficulties that they've had, past ones, like for instance some of these gas lines that have come through that had First Nations competing against each other in negotiations for, you know, revenue and also contractual contracts with the major companies. So we don't want to work against each other anymore. We'd rather work together before we work with BC Hydro. So we'll work together moving forward. So it's a lot smoother.
Can you tell me what the ultimate goal of Gould Power is?
The ultimate goal is to partner with British Columbia, a meaningful partnership on ownership, building and owning and maintaining and also providing power that is needed for that line and any other future power needs, you know, different renewable energy transmissions.
What other nations are you hoping to join up with Gould Power?
There's the nations in Prince George, right to Burns Lake. There's a lot of nations. I can't name them all right now, but there's a lot that are at all the meetings, and we believe and hope a lot of them will still come on board, and we believe that. It's a good atmosphere when we're all sitting together, moving together as one.
Is there anything else you'd like to share or add at all?
Well, yes, I do. This is basically, in my view, in the view of a lot of the chiefs, hereditary chiefs in the province, kind of a historic collaboration between the nations and hereditary moving forward on a deal as immense as this in large, and a first in British Columbia, hopefully, for a partnership with the BC Hydro moving forward. Of course, the thumbs haven't been given by the nations yet. We're still working on that between the nations first. You know, we want to look at past. We want BC Hydro to look at the past historic wrongs and the old agreements they may have had and to build new infrastructure for First Nations along the line. We still have a lot of First Nations that don't even have three-phase power, for instance. So when we're building a new line, if we're building a new line moving forward, we'd like to see right from Prince George North that the nations that don't have three-phase power, that they also benefit off this line so they could participate in the new green economy moving forward. So we want to bring all the nations along the line directly and indirectly, you know, to have three-phase power so, you know, they could basically participate.
So this collaboration just recently came together, correct?
No, the collaboration, we've been working on it for approximately 10, 11 months with the nations. You know, we meet monthly for, you know, 3 to 4 days a month and more. It's taken quite a few meetings to get to where we're at with the 11 First Nations. So it's taken quite a lot of work. And, moving forward, there's even more. So it's exciting to see the excitement with the potential of a project like this, you know, for nations to participate in this and participate in green energy.
But you were just recently introduced as Gold Power, correct?
Yeah. The name, basically, we chose that in the past month or so. But we intend on using not just Gool, the name. Other First Nations will also have their in their language coming together as one. So we'll be using everybody's language, the Tsimshian, the Wet'suwet'en and Carrier, you know what I mean? So it's quite unique.
So what is it that now that you've formed this collaboration of the different nations and stuff, like what's your first order of business now, like kind of moving forward?
Well, at this stage, we basically have been working and negotiating with the province for many months now, but now we're officially, you know, organized under that name. Nonprofit, federal nonprofit, right now under COOL. So we're able to, receive capacity dollars that we are working with BC Hydro to make this a reality moving forward. So there's that. Stay tuned. There's a lot still yet to happen.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.